Blog Talk Radio.
There's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Come tonight with that song because so many people are hurting, and I just want you to know that don't stop fighting. Your victory is not won yet. You're bigger than that. You're stronger than that. And you know that it is God's strength. He's the one who's fighting this battle. You actually are just the one who's just, then we see you and we look at you and say, whoa, look how strong she is. But we know that behind the scenes, it is God who's taking you. It's God who's leading you. You started that business, sir, because it was God who put it in your mind, in your thoughts. He gave you the provision for it. He led you thus far. He's not ready to stop now. Keep fighting. I know what the economy looks like and what people are saying that should happen and what happened to their business. And ma'am, I understand what's going on, and they're saying what's happening with your family, and women should not be able to do this, and you're so close to getting that degree, and you're working hard for it, and he's always made provisions and ways for you. Don't stop now. Keep fighting. I know that you're going through some stuff on your job, sir. Ma'am, I know that you're going through some stuff with your friends and your family, and you're hurt right now. But don't lose control. Don't lose control. Don't lose control. Your thoughts control your life. Don't lose that control. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. This is I, your servant, your host, your friend, your sister, your evangelist, Yvonne Dumas. This is I. I come to you tonight from Tri-Anointed Ministries. Again, it's Evangelist Yvonne Dumas. from San Antonio, Texas. And we're, our scripture tonight is going to come from the book of Romans, and it's going to be starting at chapter 8. Again, it's the book of Romans. And as you get that together, we're going to go ahead and just summons the Lord and invite the presence of the Lord to just come and take control so we can take a lesson from him to get throughout our day tomorrow. And as we feed someone else the word that he's sharing with us tonight. Hallelujah. So just bow for a moment. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious, precious Holy Spirit, and we just are thanking you for each entity of you, dear Father, and thank you for just sharing yourself with us in so many different ways, dear Father, and not for just being a leader, for being a teacher, not just a teacher, but to being a lily of the valley. Thank you for being that bright, oh, in the morning star as we struggle through the nights. We just need to see that bright in the morning star, and you're there. And I thank you, dear Father, for just being that light through our, under our feet as we walk, Father, through dangers, turmoils, and trials and tribulations. You're there, and we just thank you. I thank you that we can bring all of our requests to you, Jesus. We ask that this word be delivered by you, dear Father, to reach me and every one of your people, dear Father, throughout this land, dear Father, that we take control of our minds, dear Father, that we not pick at the wounds, dear Father, as you try to put a scab on it in the process of healing, that we just allow our wounds to heal tonight, dear Father, that we understand that the battleground is in our minds and that you are the one who is leading the way. You're surrounded all around us. You have angels camped out around us. And you know the plans you have for us. So we give you praise and joy, and we invite you to come do just like you can do in each and every situation. Be personable to us, Jesus. Let us feel you personally talking to us tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. May I decrease, and we ask you to powerfully increase in our lives, in this word, in this ministry, tonight, all over the blog talk and all over your land. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The call-in number is 646-652-4916, and I will be opening up the chat room. Again, it is 646-652-4916. We'll be opening up the chat room. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So again, starting with our scripture, and it comes out, it's one of my favorite scriptures too, and it just goes hand in hand with what we're actually talking about today. So just praise the Lord. He's just right on time, just fitting everything together. Romans 8 in the New Testament, and we're starting just speaking about the future glory. Of course, verse 18 is where we're going to start, and we're going to read through chapter 27. So we will read through it. Okay? All right. Well, let's get into the scripture, shall we? It says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the Son of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Verse 22 reads, we know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to this present time, the whole creation. Not only so, but we ourselves, we have the first fruit of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. We hope of what he already has. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. I just want to read back over the first part of that. Again, Romans 8 and 18, and I just want to read it in a different version here. Hallelujah. We're looking at the King James Version now. And it says in verse 18, it says, hear me from your heart. It says, for I reckon that the suffering, I know you're suffering. He said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time. I said, yeah, you're telling me about somebody else, but right now, in this present time, I'm suffering. He says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. Hallelujah. As bad as you're hurting, it's not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. We just keep strong. I don't even feel like, you know, going over there and forgiving, but if we do, the glory can come reside inside of you. And whatever you're going through, it's not worthy to be compared with what God has for you, that he's going to reveal through you. Oh, my goodness, hallelujah. I just love that. I carry that with me as I go through day by day. It's just not worthy. Again, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. It didn't say that it might be revealed. It said, but the glory, it shall be revealed. Whatever you've been through, it's only temporarily, but it shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you too, Artsby Leonard. God bless you. God bless you. It shall be revealed. It's very important that we understand that what's going on in our minds, what's going on in our minds. Hallelujah. Satan is a liar, and the word will go forth. Let's go back to the word, shall we? So you figured out that you're in a war zone, but do you understand that the battleground is in your mind? So it's how you play the thing out is very important. How you react to what you're going through is very important. Hallelujah. You can't keep holding on and picking at something when it's time to let go. We want to go through a couple different things here for you. I want you to realize that sometimes in our mind we replay things and we make it bigger than it is. Okay, so you lost your job. Now it's time to get on it because God has another one for you. Whether you lost it because it was because of you, because someone did you wrong, whatever the reason was, your marriage is over. You didn't get the promotion. Someone did you wrong. Life will, without a doubt, bring obstacles, uncomfortable situations. Life will, without a doubt, bring disappointment, bring pain. It will bring hurt. It will bring grief. However, what we do with it is up to each and every one of us individually. But you, I, everyone has the same right to bring all of those pains, all of those obstacles, all of those disappointments. I don't care if we have to struggle on our hands and knees to get it to the altar. I don't care if we're crying and in pain. I don't care if we put on a strong face and bring it to God. It doesn't matter what you look like while you bring it and when you get there to him. You just got to bring it to God. We all have that same right. I don't care how you want to hold on to yours a little longer than me. I want to get rid of mine a little quicker than you. The opportunity is there. Whenever you're ready to lay it down, it's there. Hallelujah. We can allow it to hold us hostage. We can find ourselves in caves and just locked away because it's holding us hostage. We can allow it to control our every thought, our every emotion. We can continue to rehearse it in our minds, giving it more power over our lives. Every time that you think of it, just remember that you're giving it more power over your life. You know, sometimes we kind of forget what we're mad at this person for. We forget just how devastating it really was when that spouse walked out or that spouse betrayed you. Or whatever your situation, we just forget. So we have to, Satan reminds us, he tells us, he pokes us, and he says, don't forget. Lest you forget, go back over it. Run it back through your mind. And I guarantee you, if you really check yourself, every time that you replay that thing in your mind, something else new comes into play. Then you remember something else different. And I bet you he was looking like this as he said this. And I bet you she was doing this here the whole time. And I bet you this is the intent from the beginning was to do this. And I bet you they're just laughing at me behind closed doors. And I bet you they're still just, you know, thinking of ways to get back at me. And I bet you that they've gone on about their life, living life. And I bet you that you're the one who's stuck. And I bet you that now you're hurting yourself worse than you've been hurt. And I bet you because of the hurt that you're harvesting, that you have hurt other people now in different ways, hallelujah, that was sent there to bless you, that was sent to you for you to bless them. And you've hurt them because you got so much hurt stored up in your life. We can continue to rehearse it over and over again. But remember, we're giving it more power over your life, over the lives of the ones around you. Parents, over your kids' lives. They don't even know nothing about. They weren't even around when all of this. But now you got them living it. Now it's a part of their story. Now they know all the story. Now they all built up emotions all over. Or we can just make a decision to let it go. But how am I going to let this go? That hurt. Yes, it hurts. But they let me down, Evangelist. Yes, they let you down. Yes, things didn't turn out the way that I expected it to. That's not what I got into this, you know, that's not what I bargained for. Yes, things didn't turn out the way that you expected. But you just don't understand that I was treated so poorly on that job. Yes, I'm still saying let it down. Lay it down, let it go. I understand that you were treated poorly. But you don't understand. The people who said they would always be there, they're supposed to support me. They are supposed to love me. They're supposed to genuinely be there in my corner. You don't understand. They were not there when I needed them the most. And you want me to just let them down? Yes. That's what I'm asking you today. I'm asking you to go ahead and just lay it down. I'm telling you that God wants you to lay it down. I'm telling you that the Word of God said that you should lay it down. If you lay it down, he can pick it up. He can't maneuver. He can't work it out. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your guidance. He knows just what to do. He knows just what you need of him better than yourself. But, yeah, you're not feeling the same. I try to lay it down. I try to lay it down, and I understand that. What you're feeling is the enemy don't want you to lay it down. So he wants you to rehearse it. That's the rehearsal we're talking about. He wants you to replay it in your mind. Now he wants to take the little thing, and I'm not saying anything that it was small in any way. I know you've been on that job 30 years. I know what they did was not right. I know you were faithful to your spouse. I know that your family let you down. I'm I'm not calling that thing that situation little. I'm just saying that he will take, enemy will take that thing. He will start adding lies to it. He'll start throwing more lies into it. And it just starts to flame. The flicker now turns into a flame. And it will catch you on fire. And it will burn your whole soul. And it'll send you to hell. And all of those around you get burnt and get caught up in your fire, caught up in your mess. Just not fair. So, yes, I'm asking you to let go. However, I understand. You got to think with the mind. You got to get clear in your heart. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. The mouth speaks from the heart. Whatever is in your heart, that's what the mouth is going to speak. So I don't want you to pretend any longer. I want you to do whatever you need to do. I want you to go outside and scream it out. They hurt me. They let me down. Whatever it is. I deserve better than this. And then I want you to end it with, I'm giving it to you, Lord. And I'm going to let it go. You leave it out there. And you decide that every time that the enemy wants you to think about it, I'm not going to think about it. It's not my battle anymore. That's what happened to me in my past. My past is just that, my past. That was a mess back there. But thank you, Jesus. He's turned my mess, and I have a message. And I'm waiting on my message. I got something else to say now. I got another part of life to live now. I can't just sit around living on that all my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I understand that they did you, they treated you poorly. However, when you're dwelling on it, does it make anything better? You feel better for a second when you're wallowing in pity, but does it really make anything better? It comes up with anger. You're depressed. Now you got yourself isolated from everybody else because woe is me. It's rehearsing that situation in your head over and over again. Is it changing what actually took place? Your thoughts control your life. No, it doesn't change it. It just causes you to stay in anger. It causes you to stay in an unforgiveness place, an unforgiving place. The battleground is your mind. If the enemy can just get into a third of your thoughts, he can control you. See, the thought of forgiving the person or the people that hurt you may seem very far-fetched, but holding a grudge actually hurts you more than it hurts the other party. See, the process may not be an easy one. You may be crying. We talked about you may be just pulling just inch at a time, just trying to get this out of you. The thing is to get it to the Lord and get it out. Scream it out. He hears you. He knows where you're at. But God has sent you a helper, and you're not alone. He sent you an advocate, a comforter. That comforter is called the Holy Spirit. That comforter is called the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is here to walk you through it. Walk through with you. One of my favorite definitions of a comforter is one that you can run to. It's one that runs to your side. One that you know will just hold you. One that will run and just pick you up. Therefore, I mean, no matter what state of mind you find yourself in spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, you can lean on the Holy Spirit to get you through. You can lean on the Holy Spirit to get you through. Hallelujah. I often compare a bad situation to maybe a cut or a bruise maybe that you've got in life. I used to ride bicycles and skateboards and things like that, and me and my brother Reggie, we would always set up little big rocks kind of, but make little pathways with it. That we would have to go in and out of on the skateboard, you know, as we're coming down this hill, you know, or on the bike. We always, you know, wanted to race or see who could go the longest with no hands. We always had to have a challenge to it. It was always some kind of challenge that had to be involved in it. So, of course, any time that you're living that kind of life, it's going to be times that you get scrapes and bruises. And when you're going at the rate of speed that we would be going, it's just not a little scrape. You would see some flesh off in there, you know, and it would be times that we would have to set it out for the day and let Mama bandage us up, you know, and give us a day to get it together, to get everything back together before we could get started over again, because it would be a major bruise, a major area on our arms, our legs, our knees, or whatever area it was for that time that we had cut or we had bruised. See, there was definite pain involved with me when I would get the bruise, get hurt in that way. Definitely a lot of pain. There was tears shed. And there's definitely a healing process that must take place. And as my wound would begin to heal, that protective scab would appear on it, you know? And oftentimes in my mind, I would want to kind of peek at that scab, thinking it would, you know, look at this thing on me. If I could just get this off, it would look better. Maybe it's healed underneath there, and I just need to get this here part removed off. You know what I'm talking about? I know you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, there is under that scab is there for a purpose, my sisters and brothers. And as my wound begins to heal, as your wound begins to heal in your marriage, in your family, on your job, a protective scab appears. And oftentimes we're tempted to peek at it, just like I would be of mine. But this hinders the process, the healing process. The more we peek at it, the more it's got to go back through that same process to get itself laid back down, to go through that scab, building more scab in that area that you've been picking on it. And that's the same with our relationships. That's the same with whatever your it is tonight that's just destroying your mind, whatever it is that you're picking at, and your picking is rehearsing it over and over in your mind. Yes, the scab can appear to be ugly, and that's why I wanted it off of me. But it serves a purpose. Don't try to push it. Let it heal. Let it heal. Stop hindering it. Stop bringing up everything that happened and reminiscing it. And you never said this to me, and you never came back and said that to me. Hallelujah. You know, I remember when I first got a divorce, to share a little bit of myself. I said, you know, he owes me an apology, and he really needs to come, and I can't wait till the day that he comes and actually apologize. You know, this is not right. And as God let me see some things and showed me, wow. I couldn't wait to pick up the phone and apologize to him. I saw me for the first time like I had never saw me. And I really had to apologize. I had to go and apologize. And he says, no, you know, baby, it's me who needs to be apologized. So we both have something we need to apologize for. Because I never saw me like that. And I beg you to just do the same thing. Ask God to, before he shows you any more about anything else that somebody else has done to you, to show you. Hallelujah. You said, but how did I have anything to do with it? Just ask God to show you. Maybe you didn't have anything to do with it, but what you've done since that time, ask God to show you. Let him reveal something that maybe you've never seen before. Let him just hear, reveal some of the thoughts that you've actually had. Your thoughts control your life. Let him show you how those thoughts have led you around and around and around and around. destroying something that you could have been doing so much, many different things by now. But you're caught up in that pattern, and you're going round and around. Hallelujah. You do have a comforter. You're not alone. You do have help. You do have help. And the Holy Spirit is wanting to walk you through. He wants to carry you all the way. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. That scab serves as a purpose. The truth is, the same is true about internal wounds, the ones that are hurting so bad. Even though we're smiling, even though you walk around with a frown on your face and you want the world to know that you're hurting. Some of us try to hide it and we smile and we don't want the world to know that we're hurting. However it is, the same is true. That scab serves as a purpose. We have to accept that it, whatever your it is, your it may not be my it, whatever your it is, your it could just be lying. It could just be gossiping. Your it could just be meddling. Your it could be so many things. Whatever. Your it could be child pornography. Your it could be molestation. Your it can be whatever it is. But whatever your it is, it's time to accept it, that that is your it. We have to accept that it happened. It happened. Now it's time to, once you accept that it happened, I need someone to repeat that with me. It happened. Whatever your it is. My divorce, it happened. My child died, it happened. I was molested, it happened. I was thrown out into the streets, it happened. I was homeless, it happened. I was fired from my job, it happened. Happen. After you accept that it happened, now it's time to clean your wound. Say, Evangelist, how am I going to clean my wound? Come on, you're a big girl, you're a big voice, you're ready for this. I know you've been holding on for so long, but you're ready for this. It's time to clean your wound. Clean your wound by forgiveness. Forgiveness. Just repeat after me. I forgive, you fill in the blank, for whatever your it is that I'm not ready to forgive. Just repeat it. I forgive blank for whatever your it is. You got to be personal right now. God is with you. Remember, he's hearing you. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. You can do this. So you got to accept it. Clean your wound with forgiveness, and then banish that wound. Banish your wound with prayer. God, I'm accepting this. God, I'm forgiving these things of these people right now. Banish that wound with your prayer. I need your help, dear Father. Seek God's face. God, I'm going to stay in your face. I need your help. Don't leave me. I'm going to stay right here. You say you wouldn't leave me, God. I need you right now. I need to feel you, God. I'm right here. I want to do this. And then allow the scab, which is the Holy Spirit, allow that scab to do its work. And just wait for the healing to take place. You'll look down one day, and just like I can look at my leg now, that thing is healed. That was a bad mark. I was on East 10th Street. Yeah, East 10th Street, 415 East 10th Street, riding down that little hill by Reverend White's store. And I tried to go around this car on my bike, and I was going to get real close and then swerve around and keep it going. And I didn't swerve at the right swing, and I went over the car and came down in front of it. And, I mean, it was flesh, but the scab has taken care of it now. It's healed. It's healed. The same in your situation. She said, oh, Evangelist, I wish it was that simple. God said it is. If you believe the word and you believe the beginning of the word, you should believe the middle of the word and the end of the word. This is the word of God. He said that it is. He said that you have the ability to accept it. You can't change it by worrying about it, by replaying it, but you can accept it. It wasn't right, but you can accept it. Then you want to clean that wound with forgiveness. Banish that wound with prayer and seeking God's face. And then allow the scab, which is the Holy Spirit, to do its work. And then you just wait for the healing to take place. I must remind you, however, if we pick at that scab by rehashing the situation over and over and not letting the Holy Spirit be our help and our comfort, that wound will never heal. Or it would take much longer to heal. So we have a choice now tonight. Do you want to prolong your healing and stay in a bruised place by continuing to pick the scab away? Or will you let those wounds heal by letting it go and moving forward? In our closing tonight, hallelujah, I feel some breakthrough right now. Somebody's breaking through. Tomorrow we're going to go over some signs that your mind is under attack. Let's just go through them real fast. We need any questions, we can repeat tomorrow. Number one, you have flashing thoughts and then flashing mental images, bad dreams on a regular basis. You can't sleep, mood swings in a bad mood, forgetfulness, lack of concentration. You don't feel like yourself. You have thoughts of death, loss of spiritual hunger for God. We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. Our scriptures for tonight is 1 Peter 1-13. Keep grace upon your mind. And Philippians 4:8 tells us to think on things that appear. You got to keep grace upon your mind and think on things that appear in order for you to take every thought captive. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. God knows you can do it. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word. Thank you for everyone, dear Father, that will receive this word in any time. We thank you, Jesus, for healing and setting free. I feel some people have been set free by the word tonight. Hallelujah. God, that feels good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if this is your night that you want to come back to the Lord, or you want to just invite him into your heart for the first time, just repeat after me. It's very simple. God, I believe that you gave your only son and that he came and he gave his life for me. He died for me on the cross. He loved me enough to die for me. He shed his blood that I may be healed. I am a sinner, dear Father, and I repent of my sin. I invite you to come live inside of me. Be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you just pray that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. You are a new creature in Christ. Oh, behold, old things have passed away. Oh, I tell you, all the heavens is just shouting and rejoicing with you right now just for your decision. You say, is that big of a deal? Is that big of a deal? You've just been snatched out of hell. Is it going to get easier? You're going to have to keep fighting. That's what we're talking about, fighting. You're in a battle anyway. Now, you're in a battle that I can tell you right now, you're going to win. The end of it is not if you win, you will win. As long as you continue to seek his face, you will win. He's already gave us the answers to it all. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas from San Antonio, Texas. Tri-anointed women of Christ. We love you. We love praying with you, for you. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can all continue to leave messages here on the Blog Talk Radio. Again, it's Von, V-O-N, Dumas, D-U-M-E-S. I know it's a little different. D-U-M-E-S. And we love you. We love you. But you know what the most important thing is right here? God loves you more. And just remember, it ain't over. It ain't over.
There's no reason to shout, but the end.